Good morning. I'm Vin Abenue. While there has been a significant increase in the amount of people getting tested for COVID, every single measurable metric shows an alarming trend of infectious spread. Hospitalizations are now above 2,400, with 469 in intensive care. Admissions are outpacing discharges. The rate of transmission is now at 1.56. And on average, the state is seeing nearly 12,000 positive tests per day. A new record. More people were getting tested, though, ahead of the holidays. Governor Phil Murphy is set to return to New Jersey tomorrow. His family spent Christmas in Costa Rica. Before he left, though, he said all options remain on the table to stop the spread of COVID, but he announced no new rules. Elf on the Shelf is the latest show to get canceled due to COVID. The Count Basie Theater announced a crew member has tested positive for the COVID virus. Unused tickets will be refunded. Performances and concerts, though, have been canceled across the board from Broadway to regional and local theaters as the Omicron variant surges. Tis the season to be jolly, but the FBI is advising everybody to watch out for predator moving companies that are trying to extort customers.
Greg Takis, assistant special agent in charge of the FBI in Jersey, says legitimate moving companies will typically give you a cost estimate, then adjust it slightly once they've packed up all your stuff. But some predator companies haul away your possessions, then when they deliver it to your new residence, they announce the price has been raised dramatically.
They'll demand immediately 50% of the additional amount, which is usually in excess of twice the amount of the original contract.
Before you hire a moving company, says Takis, make sure you check their references and their reviews. I'm David Matthau.
A New Jersey-based company is recalling tens of thousands of bunk beds after a toddler passed away. The two-year-old had gotten caught in the gap between the ladder and bed frame. The beds were made by a company called Angel Line and were sold at Walmart, Wayfair, and on Amazon. The company is distributing free repair kits to eliminate the strangulation hazard. The economy in Ocean and Monmouth counties, respectively, received a big boost this year thanks to their tourism industries, but there were still some hurdles to jump over. As the calendar gets set to flip to 2022 later on this week, though, what can residents expect financially in the new year? Ocean County Commissioner Director Gary Quinn says residents we'll see some tax relief in 22.
The county has had a decrease in their tax rate of a half a penny for the last 5 years. Consistently, it's been happening. And going into 22, our anticipation is that we're still going to be able to reduce the tax rate once again.
In Monmouth County, Deputy Commissioner Director Sue Kiley says the board is actively working on a budget for 2022.
And questioning, you know, what's on the list for capital? What makes sense to do this year? What doesn't make sense to do this year? How did the virus impact our financials?
It was certainly a much better year than 2020 for Ocean and Monmouth counties. But as the calendar does get set to flip to 2022, how do things look elsewhere in this part of the Jersey Shore? Commissioner Director Gary Quinn says tourism has provided a major boost to the Ocean County economy.
This year was a banner year as far as the amount of people visiting the county. Seaside Heights, Point Pleasant, Long Beach Island, all the Barrier Islands, a tremendous amount of business as far as, you know, people coming in and spending money.
Tourism had a similar effect in Monmouth County, explains Deputy Commissioner Sue Kiley, however.
The one thing that we did struggle with and we still struggle with is vacancies, you know, getting people to come back to work and you know, get behind the counters and wait on the tables at all of these places that are trying to survive businesses along the shore.
You can see more about how Ocean and Monmouth counties were affected in 2021 and what's ahead for 2022 on our app. If you have a live tree and are cleaning up from Christmas this week, you can recycle it by bringing the tree to any number of Ocean County parks. Ocean County commissioners say that most of the trees collected go to the Ocean County Recycling Centers to be grinded into wood chips, which are then offered to residents and used for county landscaping projects as well. We have a list of all the Ocean County parks you can bring your Christmas trees to on our app. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.